KCHTJB. 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 KCHYTS. KCHTJB.
KCHTJB, this is KCHYTS. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. If you just left, you sound really good. You're solid. Just a tiny little bit of crackle on your transmit.
Yes, I just left. I'm not quite that close to the pier yet. I can hear some cracking here, but yeah, it's pretty solid otherwise.
Sorry about that. I have to wait till you get a little closer to Pierre, because I think he dropped out.
Okay, I try this, because it just got a lot clearer just now. How do I sound now?
Still a tad bit of bacon, but no worries. You're solid into the machine, but I think you dropped out for a second. But other than that, no, you're doing just fine. So, yeah, and that I got a nice audio report from that guy using the Echolink, and I'm wearing that Aftershock, that bone inductive headset, and I'm using the microphone on that, and he said I sounded really, really good, so I'm happy to hear that. So that's going to work through the iPhone there and to use Echolink and everything. So, yeah, we'll be able to keep in touch a little more often when you're back home.
Yes, I remember you telling me about that. I think when my current headset drops to that, I might actually look into that. Sorry, I'm a little distracted with the driving here. Go ahead.
All right, well, hey, if you got to watch the road, watch the road. I won't, I do have an HT on here also, and I will monitor Aurelius. I don't know if I can hit that 280 in Lansing. I don't know if I'm going to be able to hit that on the HT. I probably could hit it with the mobile radio, but I'm getting a good signal on it now here. Yeah, like I said, from Eaton Rapids to there, I'm not sure what the actual air miles are, but I'm getting full scale. I'm getting 60 over on the repeater, so I'm getting a strong signal on it to the base anyway. I don't know if I'll pick it up on HT or not.
Okay, yeah, and Yeah, I'm not sure, because, I mean, you know your setup better than I do, but, I'm on
No, you hit a rough spot there. You dropped out for a second, but if you're not, are you on the highway yet, or are you still navigating away from Renee's? Because I know that some of the hills and valleys over there and their cell phone towers and everything, it might be causing some problems for you. Until you get right on 69, you're probably going to be in and out.
Yeah, I'm on South Lake Pleasant Road, almost to 69. I'm about a mile away from 69, so, and it's kind of doing a little up and down in the road, so that could be part of it with all the street cover and everything around here. There's the instruction for getting on 69, so I'm almost there.
Yeah, I copied you there. I'm just looking at my band scope, and there's something just up above me right here. It's causing a little bit of interference. I don't know what that is, but I'm gonna dial to it. I can see it on the waterfall on my radio.
Okay, yeah. I'm just crossing over the 69 now. Those waterfall displays are really cool. I've seen that on some of the radios advertised. I always thought those were pretty cool looking.
Oh, yeah, and some of us, well, there's another slang term for it. An affectionate term is a fish finder. Use it like a fish finder. It's handy if you're, you know, if you're out there looking for DX, whatnot, it's handy to watch the scope. But my other radio, of course, it has the capability. They don't have it hooked up to a monitor right now, but the Kenwood, you can put a waterfall up on your monitor. I just don't have that all hooked up right now. I'm just using that radio is completely isolated from the computer and everything. So one of these days, I don't know, I procrastinate too much. KC8TJB.
Yeah. I am a senior procrastinator, but I also work a lot of hours, so that's part of it, too. But, yeah, no, I always thought that was really cool. I still need to read up on more of that kind of stuff and relearn some of it. You know, I got my ticket, in 03, and I wasn't active for a good portion of that time. So, I still got to refresh myself on a lot of that, that kind of thing, and get back into things. KC8YTF.
No, KC8YTS, KC8TJB here. I wanted to ask you real quick while I'm thinking of it. I think I asked you before, but how much real estate do you have at your house? Is it real small? I mean, do you have any yard at all that you mow or anything? Or do you know the dimensions of your property?
I only have probably, let's put it this way. It takes about maybe 7 minutes tops to mow the entire yard, so it's not very big at all. I don't know the dimensions by head, but I do know that it's not very big, and it's right off the front of the house, right to the street. There's, because the back of my house is my driveway going into my garage, so I don't really have much real estate there. There's really not much room at all to do a whole lot.
All right, well, I was thinking, since it's two-story, and I was doing some thinking here, I don't know. I'd like to come out there sometime to visit anyway. We'll measure it all up, but what you probably could do there would be is to build a now the radio's chirping at me. To build a either an inverted L or just a random wire, or even maybe a dipole might even work there for like 20 meter. It doesn't have to be, you know, a huge one. But 17 and 20 should be able to work you pretty well from out there back here to Michigan.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty neat to kind of come out and figure out the dimensions, you know, when you're coming out to visit Devin, when you're already out here for that. I wouldn't make a special trip for it, I guess, right? But, and yeah, just see what we can look at and see what we can figure out. And I know that'll be a big motivating factor if I know what I can do. It would probably be a big motivating factor to really motivate me for my gender class so that I can work to meet Jeff and check that side of the hobby out.
Sorry about that. I got a way of doing this. I looked you up on QRZ, went to detail. I got the map up here, and I just clicked on satellite so I can see your front yard to backyard. Yeah, you don't have much. Holy smokes. And your house is a two-story, so we could do something off that balcony, though. I bet you we could do an inverted L or maybe just a vertical. Vertical would probably work. It doesn't have to be up above the roof line or anything, so, yeah. Your second-story balcony and some mass pipe and maybe just a multi-band vertical. If you want to go cheap, we could do an inverted L, and it might fit on your property, but I can see it here. I'm looking at the satellite image, and yeah, you don't have much. I'm looking at your grass or your yard goes out onto Rockwood Avenue, and ain't much there.
Yeah, I know. When we were looking at the house, you know, looking to buy, that was one of the reasons we did choose the house, because I work a lot of hours, so I don't have a whole lot of time for yard work and whatnot. So I figured a smaller yard would be better for that, but I didn't think about anything else. I didn't put real good thought into having space for, let's say I ever wanted a travel trailer to set up antennas or you know, and things like that. So I just never thought about those things at that time. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, you know, all said and done, it doesn't matter anyway. You have a garage there. I mean, if there's room in the driveway for two cars, you know, one car in the garage, one car in the driveway, and a little camper would fit in that driveway. Or you can just store it somewhere if you want to pull behind camper, but whatever. That's all down the road. Anyway, I'm going to go finish up my kitchen here, and I can't hear this repeater on my HT that I'm using, so it's not quite coming in on that. So I'm going to continue on there, and when you get close, switch over to the Aurelius and just throw your call out, because I'll have the HT with me, and I'll be out doing that stuff. And then I have to run, I might have to run up to Daryl's. I'm going to have Dylan and I think Dustin and the kids may come over too. I got to give them a call, but I'm going to run up to Daryl's because their meat department's really good up there, and I'm going to get some smoked pork chops. They're a big hit here. Three darn tasty things. Well, there you go for now, Matt. Safe driving. Nice talking to you, and it's working. So, yeah, I got to finish my chores though. So, catch you when you get over on this side of the state. 73 for now, and drive safe. KC8TJB.
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, you gotta get those chores done. Otherwise, things will start to dwindle away, or you know, become a disarray. But all right, yeah, we'll try safe. We're on 69 here, making our way east or west. Anyway, 73 TT YTF Twitter.
WFJR Mobile.
WABRD.
WABRD, this is W5JER. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. We're relaxing around the house. How about yourself?
Oh, got back from church, so we're wrangling the kids in the car. We're going to go see a movie up at the cinema here in town, The Pier.
Hi, Kathy. You said The Pier?
Yeah, The Pier Cinema's over here. I'm not too far from the repeater, actually. I got a little stubby up on the top of my roof here. Hopefully it sounds okay.
No, definitely. I'm wondering if this is a linked repeater. I'm on KB8LCY. I'm in Grand Ledge.
Yeah, I believe it is. I believe it is. So I've heard people talking from quite a ways away here before. I believe it is a link with other repeaters.
All right, copy. Oh, that's good to know there's another link repeater. I didn't know that this one was. Yeah, just sitting around the house, being as lazy as I possibly can for the weekend until I gotta go back to work on Monday.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It sounds kind of enjoyable, to be honest. So, hopefully you're enjoying it with what's left of it anyways. It looks like we got some rain coming down here, and our summer is definitely coming to an end, so. But, we had a pretty good long summer, though. I can't complain. Beautiful weather.
Yeah, we didn't have anything terribly hot. I mean, I could have probably done with a little more heat, just considering I work in heating and cooling. But, yeah, it was, the temperatures weren't insanely crazy. But, yeah, nice weather. But, yeah. Coming to an end here shortly. Spring is definitely, or fall is definitely starting to poke its head out.
Yep, and I'm ready for it because I've got 4.5 acres of grass to cut and I'm getting tired of it, so let it on. But anyways, W8BRD, W5J here. I'll be clearing your final. I'm about to take the wheel here, so catch you again another time, I guess.
Yeah, copy. Have a good day. Have a good travel. KFA-BRD 773. to the Lake Hotel Delta India Monarch.
W, Whiskey 8, Quebec, Whiskey on frequency, listing, anyone around? Including Aries, NTF, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is ARRL Section Level Net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTF officials, assistants, and representatives from these routes. This is KDRHB. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. N8OBU, Whiskey 8, Quebec Whiskey, in and out. Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Whiskey Echo, in and out. Kilo Fox 8, Bravo Romeo Delta, in and out. And November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. Those stations need not again, but other stations for the net, please call.
This is Whiskey Delta 8, General Farm, Sierra Alpha, Kent County, no traffic, you're good readable, over.
Alright, Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha, good copy here. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations, please call.
Kill on, bro. Whiskey Romeo, KDA SWR.
Alright, I got you, KDA SWR. Was that November 8, Hotel Echo Echo? Over.
Alright, QSL.
Jeff, are you sticking around for comments?
I will.
Any other stations, please call KDA RHP. Okay, hearing none. Max will not be joining us this afternoon, so I have an update from him for the group. Basically, a quick update from the state. So exercise planning is continuing. The measles is in process, and the FCOC communications plan has been sent out. The final report format and the scoring sheet will be published by October 5th. Of the OPSCOM simulated emergency test for October 12th. That's the update as I have it from Max. I do not have any updates myself. We did have a little bit of, we had a couple of tornado warnings that were close on the state line, close to District 5, and I believe there was one, Camden in District 1, so too close for comfort. So, and then of course the folks dealing with all the flooding down in Carolina and stuff, really feel for them folks. So, all right, I'll go ahead and get started at the list, top of the list here. So November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform. What were your comments?
Alrighty, I don't really have anything input here. I'm doing my weekly thing here. Weather's kind of a little bit here today, but I did manage to go out and change the carburetor on the quad and do some a little bit of gardening that I needed to do. But everybody take care, stay safe. Yeah, 7.32, 232 is definitely being used for the tornado or for the hurricane traffic. So it's a good place to visit, but not a good place to talk. So if you want to listen, that's, you know, it's pretty interesting what they're doing. But I thank you for being in that control, and I'll stand by here in case I'm needed. Any to be you.
All right, very good, Mike. Thank you very much. November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo.
Yes, KDRHB in the net, November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo. Yeah, we just came back yesterday from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. where we essentially were camping with the radio, the RV radio network, Fall Valley folks, and the campground there did not get the high wind warning that we were told because we were down in a valley. I think we were in a protected valley, but areas around us got shocked pretty good. I-26 was shut down going into Asheville. The Smoky Mountains National Park was shut down. We did come out of there yesterday after most of the mess had passed through, and we were able to pull our fifth wheel back up here yesterday without any unusual problems. It was raining and windy pretty much most of the way up. Most of the rain stopped by the time we got to northern Ohio, but then the remainder of the day has been cloudy, and we still have cloud cover. So that's the report here. This is NRFBE back to net.
All right, very good, Dave. Really glad you weren't impacted and you were able to get back home safely. I'm really glad to hear that. It's nice down there, but man, again, glad you made it back home. We're going up to get back. With the Delta 8 uniform,
Sierra Alpha.
Flood meter coming, Joe.
Okay, good luck. Well, that's here exactly where I expect you to be on a Sunday, being that control on the Arcanet, so good for you. And interesting reports out of the hurricane. My wife was showing me video from, can't remember where it was, one of the Carolinas, I think. In any case, an area that was inundated by storm surge. And it was kind of interesting. The video clips that I saw, the power was on. Street lights were on, and there was about a foot or two of water surrounding the buildings. And I'm thinking, well, there's an electrocution waiting to happen. So that was very interesting to me. Massive flooding and in the areas that I observed, no power outage. Man, oh man, I would not be forced into that kind of situation. 112 step and we get zapped. So, man, oh man. Interesting, too, the response of the services seems to be concentrated on getting the cell sites up, and which means as long as they're down, I'm sure amateur radio is pitching in. But it just shows the going that our response time in any disaster is quite limited to the first 24 or 48 hours. At which time they get the cell sites up and that technology going, we're relegated to the back burner of the But interesting, just to stop and think about what if you were in that location and what would you do? Let's see, well, local news here in Kent County, the American Red Cross building, the new one, on Broadmoor and Grand Rapids, the radio room installation is about two-thirds complete. By the time we get done, we'll have a fully functional HF station, both voice and digital, with Factor 3 and FLPG, various modes of EHF, UHF. Almost, basically, and the ability to run 200 to 300 watts per band. So that project is coming on nicely, and by the time it's done, we'll have, I suspect, one of the El Primo amateur radio stations in the Red Cross, in any Red Cross building in the state. But I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Well, if I don't know how much time and effort that was going to take, it's taken almost my entire summer planning each work party, and we got another one tomorrow, but the antenna work on the roof is about 99% complete, and then we got to drill some holes through the drywall, about 5 or 6 sections of it to get to the radio room, and then make it all look neat after that. So boy, what a search for the tunnel work that's going to be. But it keeps me out of trouble, and it also kept me out of the campground quite a bit this summer. Yeah, at rate, I hear all stations readable or better. And I wish everybody a good afternoon. And catch you on later and that's over.
Or WGUSA, go. Thanks for your comment. That's good work there with the Red Cross building. I'm glad you're able to do that and help those folks out. You'll be able to get some more camping in also. I'm sure you're looking forward to that. All right, Joe, I'll try to catch up with you a little later. Next on the list, November 8, Hotel Echo Echo, Jeff.
And we'll say good evening, Brent. This is November 8, Hotel Echo Echo. Yep, just been working here on the computer, kind of listening to some of the online feeds from North Carolina. And got to compliment those NCSs down there, the amount of traffic that they're handling. Also been kind of listening on and off to 7232, the HF net there. Other than that, not a whole lot new here. Just probably check in and say good evening to all. This is NADHE.
All right, very good, Jeff. Thanks for checking in and taking it. There's definitely a lot going on down there, especially on, listening with 7232. I checked in last night on the Tar Heel net. Just, when they put out a call, if anybody from anywhere wants to check in, so I did. But just listening to those folks and some of the stories that they have and that they're dealing with their families, it's just, I can't even imagine. But anyways, again, thanks for checking in. So I'll get back to the list, and then we'll take a standby. Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey, Romeo, Jeff.
Evening, Brett, and everybody on the net. Whoever keeps your talking at 145-1, we're linked to an HF net that happens every Sunday night at 5 p.m., so you don't have to kerchunk it. The repeater is up. It will stay up for the duration of the net. It does not drop because HF doesn't have any quilts. So with that announcement being made, Brett, yesterday the group spent the day in Flint, on a tower in Flint, putting some more microwave up and getting ready to move a couple of repeaters to better location, a little bit higher, better antenna level, a better feed line. So trying to do what we can to promote the hobby and make the accessible to everybody. A lot more to do, always something. So. Thank you, Brett. KDFWR. And by the way, if you're listening and you can hear the net, feel free to check in. It's all on the up and up. So if you're hearing it, throw your call and check in. Thank you, Brett. KDFWR.
And rest of the Central Michigan Emergency Team for everything you guys do. And yeah, you guys definitely promote amateur radio and and also improve capabilities there for sure. So thanks again. All right, that's the bottom of the list as I have it. Are there any stations that would like to check in? Please call KD8RHB. Sorry, we had nine of us today, so thanks everyone for taking time out and checking in. Good to hear y'all, and everyone be safe and enjoy the upcoming week. This is KDRHB out.
Thanks, Brett. Catch you later. We need you with the help.
Thank you again for being net control, and it'll be clear.
Yeah, BRD.